Welcome to the U.S. Politics Daily Brief. I'm your host, A.I. Michelle. Here are our top stories today. First, U.S. deportation flights to Venezuela resume following weeks-long standoff. Second, U.S. and Russian negotiators launch ceasefire talks in Saudi Arabia. Third, Schumer refuses to step down as Senate Democratic leader, defending his shutdown vote. Finally, Congress expanded the executive, only for Trump to quash much of the administrative state. Let's dive into our first story. U.S. deportation flights to Venezuela have resumed after a prolonged standoff between the Trump administration and the Venezuelan government. This development marks a significant diplomatic achievement, as a deal was reached allowing these flights to continue, despite earlier resistance from Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro. A flight carrying 199 illegal immigrants, including members of the violent Tren de Aragua gang, landed in Venezuela on Sunday. This comes after weeks of halted flights, a situation which began when President Trump announced the termination of a Biden-era permit allowing Chevron to export Venezuelan oil. This move effectively cut off a major revenue source for Venezuela, leading to Maduro's initial refusal to accept deportation flights. The resumption of flights follows intense negotiations and threats of severe sanctions from U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio. Rubio emphasized that Venezuela is obligated to accept its repatriated citizens, warning of escalating sanctions if the country continued to refuse. The Trump administration has faced criticism for deporting over 200 Venezuelan migrants to a high-security prison in El Salvador, despite a federal judge's order temporarily blocking these deportations. This decision was made in coordination with El Salvador's President Nayib Bukele, who agreed to accept the migrants at a reduced cost to the U.S. This issue highlights the ongoing complexities of U.S. immigration policy and the diplomatic challenges involved in managing international relations. As the situation unfolds, it remains to be seen how these developments will affect U.S.-Venezuela relations and the broader geopolitical landscape. In other news, U.S. and Russian negotiators have begun talks in Saudi Arabia to discuss a potential ceasefire agreement. We'll cover that story next. U.S. and Russian negotiators launch ceasefire talks in Saudi Arabia. In a significant diplomatic move, United States and Russian negotiators have commenced talks in Saudi Arabia aimed at establishing a partial ceasefire in Ukraine. This development comes shortly after discussions between United States and Ukrainian delegations, as reported by Russian news agencies TASS and RIA Novosti. The talks, taking place in Riyadh, focus on halting long-range attacks on energy facilities and civilian infrastructure, as well as ensuring safe commercial shipping in the Black Sea. This initiative follows an agreement in principle for a limited ceasefire, reached after United States President Donald Trump engaged in dialogues with the leaders of Ukraine and Russia. However, discrepancies have arisen regarding which targets should be exempt from attacks. The White House asserts that both energy and infrastructure are included, whereas the Kremlin insists the agreement pertains only to energy infrastructure. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has expressed a desire to also protect railways and ports. The backdrop of these negotiations is fraught with tension, as evidenced by Russia's recent drone attacks across Ukraine, which resulted in several casualties, including a father and his 5-year-old daughter in Kyiv. Ukrainian President Zelensky has called for increased international pressure on Russia to halt its aggressive actions, emphasizing the need for a comprehensive ceasefire. For conservatives, the emphasis on national security and the protection of critical infrastructure aligns with core policy priorities. Ensuring stability in the Black Sea region is vital for global trade routes and energy security, impacting both the United States and its allies. The discussions in Saudi Arabia represent a potential turning point, but the road to a complete ceasefire remains fraught with challenges. Looking ahead, the outcome of these talks could significantly influence public opinion and the geopolitical landscape. A successful ceasefire could bolster the United States' diplomatic standing and contribute to regional stability. However, Failure to reach a consensus might exacerbate tensions and prolong the conflict, posing further risks to international peace and security. Next up, Schumer refuses to step down as Senate Democratic leader, defending his shutdown vote. We'll explore the political implications of this decision. Schumer refuses to step down as Senate Democratic leader, defends shutdown vote. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is standing firm against calls to step down from his leadership position amidst rising tensions within the Democratic Party. In a recent interview on NBC's Meet the Press, Schumer defended his controversial decision to support a Republican-proposed continuing resolution which helped avert a government shutdown. "Look, I'm not stepping down," Schumer declared. "I knew that when I cast my vote against the government shutdown that there would be a lot of controversy." Schumer explained his rationale, stating that although the continuing resolution was not ideal, a government shutdown would have been far more damaging. He argued that during a shutdown, the executive branch gains unchecked power to determine what is deemed essential, posing a threat to programs like the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, mass transit, Medicaid, and potentially even Social Security and veterans' benefits. "They would eviscerate the federal government," Schumer warned, suggesting that the Trump administration could exploit a shutdown to further their tax cut agenda for the wealthy. This decision has sparked significant backlash from within his own party. Progressive members, including Squad member Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, have criticized Schumer for aligning with Republicans. The former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi also expressed disappointment, arguing that Democrats gained nothing from Schumer's concession. Despite this, Schumer maintains that his vote was a principled decision to prevent the executive branch from wielding excessive power during a shutdown. The internal conflict underscores the broader challenge facing the Democratic Party as it seeks to present a united front against President Donald Trump's policies. Schumer emphasized that the party is united in its efforts to challenge Trump, using oversight hearings, the courts, and grassroots organizing. He believes that by 2026, Republicans will face significant political pressure due to their association with Trump's agenda. Looking ahead, Schumer's decision could shape the party's strategy and influence public opinion. While his stance may inspire confidence in some, it also risks deepening divisions within the party. The outcome of this internal debate will likely impact the Democratic Party's ability to effectively oppose the Trump administration and advance its policy goals. Congress expanded the executive, only for Trump to quash much of the administrative state. In a move that has sparked significant debate, former President Donald Trump has actively worked to reduce the size and power of the executive branch, a decision that resonates deeply with many conservatives. This effort comes despite Congress having gradually expanded executive powers over the decades, particularly in response to crises and political expediency. During his tenure, Trump focused on cutting what he referred to as the rot and waste within the federal government. His administration's actions included initiating a rescissions package in Congress, which aimed to codify some of these changes with only 51 votes needed in the Senate. This initiative was part of a broader strategy to trim the executive branch and make it more efficient, a move that was welcomed by many Republicans who have long criticized the federal bureaucracy as overly bloated. The Trump administration's approach to reducing the size of the executive branch has been a point of contention. Supporters argue that it aligns with conservative values of limited government and fiscal responsibility, while critics warn that it risks undermining vital public services and oversight. The debate continues over whether the federal government should play a more significant role in addressing national issues, or if a leaner, more efficient government would better serve the American people. Prominent figures such as Senator Rick Scott and Senator Josh Hawley have voiced their support for Trump's efforts, emphasizing the importance of adhering to the Constitution and reducing the regulatory power that the executive branch has amassed over the years. They argue that a streamlined government would eliminate inefficiencies and better align with the founding principles of the nation. However, the challenge of rolling back executive powers is complex. Many of the agencies that have grown in influence are not directly under presidential control, such as the Securities and Exchange Commission and the Federal Reserve. This complexity is compounded by legal precedents that limit the president's ability to remove officials from these quasi-independent bodies, as highlighted in the Supreme Court's 1935 Humphreys executor decision. The introduction of Schedule F, a classification for federal workers that allows for easier dismissal, has been a controversial aspect of Trump's strategy. Critics argue that it grants the president excessive power to fire workers in roles meant to be apolitical, while proponents claim it would enhance governmental efficiency and reduce bureaucratic bloat. As the debate over the size and scope of the executive branch continues, the implications for future administrations are profound. The balance between maintaining a government capable of addressing complex national challenges and ensuring it remains accountable and efficient is a delicate one. The outcome of this debate could shape the nature of American governance for years to come. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. If you enjoyed this brief and would like to stay updated on latest episodes, don't forget to click follow in your podcast app. Thanks again for listening, and hope to catch you next time.